This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Goodness
gracious.
Nice
of you to join us.
Oh, look, I thought I'd drop in, say hello on my little drive. Hello. Well, hello. Hello, Melbourne. Hello. It's a wonderful afternoon here with some backseat S&M. It's wonderful to be here in my work attire.
I know, you look very snazzy.
Oh, look at me, rushing around. That's okay.
Look, I've got to say, as a teacher, my teachers never dressed up that much. They didn't put in anywhere near as much effort.
Oh, it's because I'm a fancy sort of person. That's the reason why. Oh,
you I know. Can think of another name for fancy, but yes.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it? You just heard, of course, Cruella with a Dash Berlin, radio editor of Live for the Night here on Joy 94.9. So it's backseat S&M, because, hey, it's always better in the back. Backseat, because
isn't it just
now on the weekend there was quite a large event.
High theatrics in the city, wasn't there?
I don't think high theatrics is enough. I was on Swanston Street. I'm not going to use the verb walk because I actually was getting pushed down Swanston Street. I could have been carried down Swanston Street because it was an absolute crazy, just craziness.
It was. What was your favourite part about it?
I really enjoyed seeing half-naked performers, street performers. And one of my favourites was the very, very toned man playing with his balls. These glass balls.
Oh, you
know,
yes.
And he was sticking things down his throat. Then with the big sword down his throat, you know, he had barely anything on. And
which sounds very much like your usual Saturday night.
Exactly,
but just
right.
In the city.
With everyone watching, which again is my favourite, is my Saturday night. But there was lots of different things. I know that you were a little bit confused at times.
Look, confused I think is an understatement, because I don't think I've ever made an effort in my life to understand art or the concept of it. So I did leave the city scratching my head with a bit of a WTF thought, what did I just see? So I think the thing that really made it for me was, I enjoyed seeing Hamer Hall.
Yes. But?
Why there was hundreds of people sitting there looking at a piano playing itself and enjoying it?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Look, I know it's just me, but
you're just uncultured. That's all it is, right?
I'll give you that. Yeah, it's possibly uncultured.
Uncultured. You've got no idea what's going on. You don't know what fine art is if it bit you on the leg, really, is it? That's the case with you, isn't it? You're just
very much so.
You're just a country very boy from way back. That your idea of art is a bit of finger painting.
A bit of butcher's paper.
A bit of butcher's paper and textures.
Some coloured pasta.
Yeah. Well, yes, make
and
a lovely
glue.
Necklace.
Yes.
Actually, there's an idea
a photo
for next
frame.
Year. There's an idea for next year, actually. Here's an idea. Now, actually, if you have an idea David Hunt, speaking of uncultured, it's like the master of unculture. He's king of unculture at Joy, but we still love him anyway. But here's an idea for next year. What would you put as an installation?
Yes.
For next year's festival?
Look, it would have to be an amalgamation of something like the Plaster Funhouse with paper mache.
Oh, plaster and paper mache. Mm. Look, if you have something that you think that should be in next year's festival, because we're open to it, we'll pass it on. You know, we have contacts. We can pretend we do. Actually, no, I was at work today. I was talking about White Knight, right?
Okay, yes.
I was at work today. I'll be, because I'm still sort of buzzing from work. I'm going backwards and forwards.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll get there, though.
It's either that or your ADHD kicking in.
I think that actually could be the medication, yeah. But I was talking about it at work today, and lots of people didn't go because they couldn't be bothered trying to go to the city and trying to deal with everything and all the people that were there, right?
Smart people.
I know. However, there were a lot of people who were saying, oh, everything looks so lovely on TV. TV, and I just wish I was there. There was a lot of FOMO going on at work today, you know, not thinking, oh, I really should have gone.
I'll admit, last year I had the biggest case of FOMO, watching people putting pictures on social media and me going, how did I not know about this? Sitting at home watching these pictures, and I thought, I'm not going to waste the time going into the city because it's going to be too late now. And so I was happy when they said that they'd do it the next year. But, yeah, I don't know. It's look, I enjoyed it. I think that there's been a lot of negative publicity about crowd control.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you control a crowd that big?
Send them home, I think, is probably the best way. Because there are a lot of people, and you can only fit so many people in a street. True. You know, like, you can only do so much. And it was quite large.
Mm.
My only thing would be, I reckon, would be to have maybe Swanston Street, perhaps, as like a thoroughfare with nothing happening in it, so that no one's stopping and looking at the half-naked man playing with his balls.
Yes.
Because...
And that was you?
That was me.
With your phone.
That's correct. Taking
video.
It was to help me for today. It was so I could remember it for today. That was the reason why. I've got a very bad memory, and whatever I can do to help my memory is very important to me.
That's true.
Plus, he was hot. But they should just have... they just have that as thoroughfare. That should be better, I think. I feel.
I must say, a bit of the forward thinking award going out to the people who had the cameras on the sticks.
Oh yes.
How good were they?
It was like they were towering above everyone else. It was ridiculous. Although it'd be good photos though. Although it'd be like taking a selfie in the days of not having a camera that you could see back on.
Yes.
I'm not sure how well the photos would come out.
True. You
it'd be luck of the draw.
Like when you go and pick them up from the from the Photoshop.
Back in the
old
days. And
you flip through them and, you know, you might, I think it was 24 or something in a roll of 36.
Oh, something like that, yeah.
In a roll of film. And you go through it, you probably get about 5 good ones and the rest just go in the bin.
And the really good one is one at the end of the actual roll that you just got lucky with. That's half chopped off because it got to the end of the roll.
And there was no editing, there was no filters.
Oh, gee, I missed the old days.
Oh.
Goodness me.
Joy, 94.9.
Now, I'd like to say a big thank you. Speaking of Altona North, I would like to say a big thank you to the police at Altona North. I did spend a small chunk of my day at the police station at Altona North.
Oh, did you?
And consequently
won
the Idiot of the Week Award.
Oh, no.
Now, remember when we went to White Knight, I had left my wallet at work on
correct.
Friday?
Yes, you did. And I laughed. How I laughed.
Well, I got to work this morning and it wasn't there.
Oh.
So I thought, okay, Jodie Foster in panic room, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I know. So, yes, I may have won the Idiot of the Week Award for how I lost my wallet.
Yeah.
But my powers of deduction to work out where my wallet was quite a feat, I thought. So I ended up calling my credit card issuer.
Yeah.
And asked them for the most recent transaction.
Ooh.
But the attempted transaction.
Yes.
Not what I'd put through recently. Oh. And so they had said there's been nothing. So I thought, okay, well, obviously the card, my wallet hasn't gotten into the wrong hands.
Mm.
So and I said, can you just check the notes and see if there's anything in there? And they said, oh, yeah, a member of the police station has called up and left a note to say that that they've got your wallet and everything. So I was able to backtrack. And the lovely folks at the alternative police station had my wallet. And it was picked up a few kilometres from my house. And I do remember now leaving it on the car roof while I was cleaning the car out.
Did you leave your dog in your handbag as well while you were there?
No, but I must have tore off through Altona and on the way to the city to go to a comedy show on Friday night, and it must have flung off the car.
Useless. Absolutely useless. We had Pharrell, we had Happy before. We played Happy before.
We did.
And Chris, our music director, did come in and explain his feelings about Pharrell Williams. Now, we won't do that. We won't put that on air because that'd be unfair to Pharrell. However, for those of you who've been following Pharrell Williams, would know that he wore a very, very big hat at the Grammy Awards.
He did indeed. What sort of a hat? How would you describe it?
I described it as a cross between a, you know, that bear, the fire bear in America, that smoky bear.
Yes, like, yes.
It's a smoky bear hat, basically.
Yes.
And he wore it with this, you know, sports jacket, sports design thingo jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very much, a combination between that bear, smoky bear, and the Mounties. the Canadian Mounted Police, right? That was the hat. And
there it is.
And Pharrell's hat has got its own Twitter handle, Twitter account, at
Pharrell
Hat.
Look at the amount
hat.
Of followers.
It has 20,000 followers.
How many followers do we have?
Oh, like five. that's ridiculous. That's a like, and it's a grey. That's a grey hat. Mm. And the one he wore was a brown hat.
That's great. So he must have a few in circulation. I feel there might be a line coming out at a department store soon.
Well, this one was
somewhere where Stella McCartney went and Vera Wang.
Bloody Wang. Anyway, Pharrell's hat has been put up for auction.
At auction.
Auction. It's on auction, and Pharrell has decided that he will put up for auction, mm-hmm. and he graciously started bidding at the price that he paid for it, okay, which was $200.
I thought you were going to say $200,000. That wouldn't have surprised me either.
No, $200,000. Mm. And, it went on just a little while ago. You know, not too long ago, really. I think it was not even 24 hours ago. A couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. A couple of days, and it's currently at $12,500.
Should we put in a bid on Joy's behalf?
I can hear the accounts department frantically tearing their hair out, wanting to know where the check's going to be signed. But it is 12 and a half, and the best thing is, I reckon, this particular item doesn't have an item condition label, right? So we don't know exactly how it turned out after the Grammy Awards. Secondly, there are 6 days left at the moment for you to bid on the hat, right? Mm. Thirdly, and I think the most important thing, as your pen falls out in front of you, the very most important part, luckily, I think this is a bid winner. It has free shipping. You do not have to pay shipping.
Oh, he's so generous.
I know, exactly. It's very good of them to do that.
I wonder whether you'd get his home address if...
Well, I don't know. Apparently, it's being shipped from California.
Okay.
Right? And yes. It can go anywhere for free. That on its own, because we all know that shipping often is about the same cost as the actual item. So I think it's a great value. It's great value to just get the hat for $12,000, because that's how much you probably would spend anyway if you had to try and buy the hat from an online store.
My first question via the auction would be, was Miley Cyrus seen anywhere near the hat? If she was... I would not be bidding as much, because the condition of the hat would be somewhat used.
Maybe that's why the condition label is not actually there, because they don't want... There's no Miley condition there.
There's bits of Miley left all over it.
There is. You can imagine, that's not right. How much would you pay for a hat? How much would you pay for a hat?
I can give you a story of...
Yes.
A TV show which I used to love, and this is really embarrassing, but I'll bring it to the table.
Well, do you know what?
I'm a big Survivor fan.
Of course you
love
are.
Love Survivor. And when they did the Australian Survivor, what they did at the end of the show was auctioned off all the props. Mm-hmm. And I got into a bidding war with one of the contestants over the camp flag from the actual show. Oh. So, and I did see it when I was going through my garage yesterday, and mm-hmm. I thought, what a waste of money. $500. For a flag that's done nothing but sit in my garage.
Really?
Joy, 94.9.
Oh, it's a big afternoon here on Joy.
It is. It's a beautiful afternoon outside.
It is a wonderful afternoon.
Can I just say I'm loving not having to walk around in my own sweat?
Oh, it is nice, isn't it?
Isn't it nice?
It is nice. Although it is a bit sweat. It's still... I'm in my long sleeve shirt here today because I was thinking it's 25. Normally my short sleeve temperature is 25. Right, I sort of based it around that.
And so you're on the cusp of wardrobe decisions today.
Yeah,
were you?
I was thinking, well, I'll be here until about 8 o'clock or so, and I thought, well, I may as well go with long sleeves when I get too cold. You know,
so much thought put into your outfit.
It really does.
Feel really underdressed today. I've rocked up in a 3/4 tee and some shorts.
Oh, you're such a bogan.
But I assumed that teachers wouldn't dress up as much.
Oh, no, I like to make myself look pretty. I try my best to look as pretty as I can.
As my mum said, there's no such thing as being overdressed.
No, there's not. There is sometimes. There probably would be. Oh, going in a suit to work, like full-on suit,
true.
That's a
and
much.
We might talk about that TV show a little bit later.
Oh, let's. Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes. All,
so
all
we have had some messages through. Firstly, thank you very much, Tony, for your message. You have made me feel so much better about myself. Tony loves Survivor. He's got every series, and he said that the Aussie series is his favourite. And he asked, is the flag signed? Yes, the flag is personally signed everybody from the Tapara tribe.
It is. Mm. It is one of a kind. One of a kind, yes.
And we've also had a message come in from Nurse James, and he said, guys, have you seen how sexual the video clip is for the Shakira song? I was shocked, I tell you.
Speaking of, we've got a bit of Kesha just under our voices right now, just to sex it up a bit. Speaking of, I have seen the video, right?
Yes.
I don't think, the old days of video hits, I don't think they'd show it on video hits.
Oh no, it's gotten a bit raunchier over the last 10 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know,
Then again, I must pay a little bit of credit to take that, because when I was growing up and in my maturing phase late teens, I must say that Take That's Prey video clip did it for me.
Oh, anything from Five worked for me. Whether they were clothed or not, I didn't really care.
Yes.
Because, you know, there were a couple of guys there who,
seems to be the era where things turned.
I really enjoyed those sorts of videos.
Yes, me too.
And just the smallest amount of flesh, you know, when even just watching things like football, where like the footballers would jump and you just see a little bit of belly button, that's also good fun.
And we've had an anonymous message come in saying, hi, guys, am I to understand that you're walking around in somebody else's sweat?
Yes. it keeps me hydrated. Not obviously in sweat. Obviously, you know.
It's a marketing opportunity for one of the sports drinks.
Could you imagine? That's disgusting. Taking the sweat away, the video clips are getting raunchier. They're getting raunchier.
They are. I agree. Look, I must admit I haven't watched a lot of video clips lately, but look, I think Kesha really pushes those boundaries. And I've got to say, one TV show that I've been really impressed with is Kesha's series. She's got a series out.
She does.
Can't remember. No, My Crazy Beautiful Life
or something like that.
Knows,
yeah.
And this personality that she's created of her being she really brings that to life in the show, so I'm loving it. You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Backseat S&M with Simon and Michael.
It is 21 minutes to 6. And for those of you, if you were one of those people, I'm not sure how many people because I haven't seen the numbers, but one of the people who watched a brand new television show last night, it was quite a show.
It was. And I tried so hard not to get into it. But by the end of it, I'm now hooked and I can't wait till next Saturday night. So
Sunday night. Sunday. Yes. So it's Monday. It's Monday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, remember?
So anyway, Real Housewives of Melbourne. Now, we'd love to know what you thought of the show, first of all. And you can let us know 0427-JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au or phone 1300-JOY949. Now, I must admit that about 2 weeks ago, I tried to get one of the housewives, Jackie, on this very show by contacting her through her website.
Yep.
We've not heard from Jackie.
Maybe.
If you're on social media, maybe you like the blue bird.
No, I know. Do you know what?
What?
You have to all channel at the same time. So let's all stop what we're doing, right? And let's all channel a message together. Ready, everyone? And start channeling now. Channel. Now, I think Jackie, in her psychic wisdom,
is now going to answer her emails.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check the progress of that through the week. But I'm going to attempt to get back in contact with her again because I reckon she'd be great to have on the show.
I think she would.
Now, I like her because she's quite different to the others. And looking at the others, they're all very bland, really. And I don't think there's much real about them. They've all had their faces pulled back to next week.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Between the faces have been pulled back and their chests have been pushed out, for goodness sakes.
Like, that's right.
They're all out of balance. I'm surprised they can actually like stand up and walk.
Yes.
And not fall over, not topple over.
One of them, though, she was lovely, but she did look a bit like Amanda LaPaul.
Why is that? What part of that was the Amanda LaPaul?
She looks a bit like Amanda LaPaul.
Oh.
So, Yeah, but look, I've got to say that I really enjoyed the show. I thought it was quite entertaining, and I think that a lot of people will really get off on watching five women bitching about each other. So, I think it ticks all the boxes.
I actually was making quite a few comments last night as I was watching.
Yes.
Using the Bluebird. And one of the quotes that really took me and really stayed with me as a really important quote was the one where it was said that sometimes they feel like they need a passport to leave Toorak. And my response was, well, the rest of us need a visa to get into it. So... I love the strings.
Cue violins.
Oh, melt my heart that you are hearing on Joy 94.9 of the beautiful, beautiful sounds of the Lighthouse family.
I wonder what they're up to these days.
I don't know. Maybe they're like a new TV.
Family court.
Yep. And that was a request for Anthony from Carrum Downs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Takes me back.
Hi. You would be high in a lighthouse, wouldn't you?
You would be.
You know, going around in circles, watching the light, chasing the light.
Mm.
Oh, be good fun. Mm. Anyway, it is 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. After us, of course, is Dylan and the crew with Jen Next, the wonderful, I feel at the moment that I'm being a little bit media whorish at the moment. Like, I'm really getting around.
I feel you are as well. Yes, I'll just put that in.
Because I'm, of course, back tomorrow morning at 6 with a 6 at 6 right here on Joy 94.9. Every morning this week came down 6 of the hottest, newest tracks on Joy. And, of course, on Saturday at 6 p.m. with Babble Pop.
Joy 94.9.
Thank you for messaging. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of our endeavour to get you home safely this afternoon, this evening. It is 7 minutes to 7 here on Joy 94.9. You know, there's lots going on. Coming up shortly will be the news. But to get us to get you moving, whether you're in a car, in a truck, in a bus, on a train, if you're walking, if you're on the couch because you've got home and all you can do is just lie there, we have the perfect song for you. It is an absolute joy classic. It's the one that every party should have playing. It's by someone called Irene Cara.
Oh, yes. She joined Leo for an interview recently.
Oh, well, there you go. It's a bit fancy, isn't it?
Yes,
good
yes.
old Irene. She's getting around the traps of late.
She did a tour recently. Didn't she do the Westfield Doncaster or something? Oh,
probably. Well, it's, you know, yeah. That's, everyone does that. This is the classic from 1980. It's Fame. We'll be back next Monday at 4 to drive you home in the back seat. You are listening, or you have been listening, to Backseat S&M with Simon and Michael here on Melbourne's Own Joy 94.9. Good evening.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.